over this presentation one more time.
Okay, first I'll explain the TV commercial with the storyboard. Then I'll tell her how New Jack Bug Spray kills the mosquitoes. Okay.
Baby.
Hey,
glad I caught you. Baby, I got some good news.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Platform Shoes are coming back for you?
Yeah, and so is Lassie. If you hurry, you can make the auditions. Now, please.
All right, look, Martin, will you tell her the good news, man?
Yeah, please, tell me.
Okay, baby, check it out. Now, what's the difference between me and Montel Williams?
I'll answer that. Let me see. Montel Williams, he's rich, good-looking, and he can see over the curve.
Are you wild? I wasn't even talking to you, scary godmother. Now, please.
Baby,
the only difference between me and Montel, Gina, is publicity. But all that's about to change, baby.
Okay, okay, come on with it. What's up? What's going on?
Okay, you know the TV show, Get the Hell Up Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, baby, they doing a story on me, Gina.
Martin, wait a minute. Get the Hell Up Detroit, doesn't that program come on at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, Gina. If you get the hell up, you can watch it, baby.
A film crew following Martin around, they're gonna be filming his daily routine.
No, wait. I know you're not gonna have cameras come into your apartment with that raggedy old furniture y'all got.
Excuse me, Pam, but there is nothing wrong with our apartment, okay?
Please, Gina, like that 1980s pleather couch got it going on.
Yeah, that ugly green couch is kind of loud. Look like a Martian threw up on it.
look, laugh if y'all want. But don't worry, I'm gonna make the apartment look good for the cameras. I ain't worrying about
it. Oh, baby, I gotta look good too. I gotta get my nails done.
Look, I just want you to be as fly as you always are, baby.
Oh, boo, boo. Mm-hmm. I love when you talk.
Pam, I would like you to be there too.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
Yeah, I mean that from the heart.
For real?
Yes. I want all of Detroit to meet me, my lovely wife, Gina,
oh, Martin,
and our family pet.
What's up? What's up?
This renting furniture gonna make me look large. Okay, look, thank you very much. Now step. Hey, step, step. Yeah.
Hey, Martin, are you sure you had to rent all this furniture, baby?
Yes, Gina. Baby, it's image. We got to represent.
Well, I gotta admit, this furniture is the bomb!
Whoa, baby. Don't get too comfortable. This furniture is for fronting, baby, not for sitting.
You know what? The camera crew's gonna be here any minute. Let me go get dressed.
Okay, Gina, just remember the signal, okay? Then you come out, okay?
Okay, I got the signal. Breakfast, the signal.
Right, okay, that's what I'm saying. Woo.
Good morning. All right, breakfast is served. Direct from Mauritius Cafe, just as you ordered.
Thank you, Tommy.
There you go. My work is done. I gotta go back.
Whoa. What you got to do? I thought you was gonna help me out.
Look here, Ma. I've been thinking, okay? Now, with the kind of work that I do, right? I think it's real important that I'm not seen on TV.
Tommy.
What?
Everybody in the audience knows damn well you ain't got no job, man. Now, please, just do what we rehearsed, man, okay? I wrote it all down for you. It's right there.
All right.
Okay.
Whoa, Martin. You don't know none of these important people.
When I'm on TV, I do. Okay, Tommy, that's them, okay? I look.
You're
am I cool,
man? You cool.
Don't front on me, man. Am I fly?
You better strut it, boy. Sit back. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hold on now.
Okay,
cool. Okay, check it out, man. This is them.
All right.
Who is it?
It's Get the Hell Up Detroit, and our cameras are rolling.
All right, just a second. Okay, remember what we talked about now. Don't front on me, Tommy.
Just you don't.
All right, okay. What's happening? You know, I was just about to head out to the orphanage and hand out some toys, but hey, that can wait. Come on in. What's happening, Detroit? Cameraman, did you get that?
Rocky, get some shots of the apartment, huh? I'm Martin. I'm Pico Rivera. I'll be producing the profile we're doing on you this week.
P? Pico Rivera. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, are you any kind of Geraldo?
Who's Gerardo?
Man, never mind, Pico. Come on in here, man.
Listen, the camera will take care of everything. Just be yourself, huh?
Oh, don't worry. You know, I keep it real all the time. You know, let me introduce you to my assistant, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Mom! I want to give a shout-out to all my people down in my job.
What's up, y'all?
And slow your roll, man. It's about me, Tommy, man. All right, now, why don't you go over my busy schedule for Pico and him?
Go over your what?
The busy schedule that I have.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't know nothing about
the schedule in your pocket.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
man.
Just, that look confused.
Okay, here's your schedule. All right, you got a 10 o'clock meeting with Colin Powell.
Damn, why is it at 10?
Yeah, well, that's all they have now. Okay, then after that one at noon, you got to fly to Chicago, man. You got that meeting with Oprah.
Look, you tell Oprah to make up her mind, okay? Is she on a diet or not? Is she gonna be grubbing when I come to Chicago?
I'll be sure to ask her that, okay, Mr. Payne?
All right.
I'll get right on that. See you later.
Say bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Mom. See you later. Bye.
Peace. Damn, why don't we walk on over and have some breakfast? I say it's time for breakfast, Gina. Detroit, I'd like you to meet my lovely wife, Gina. She's a big-time advertising executive. Boo-boo, this is all in Detroit.
Oh, darling, I didn't know we were having company. Get the hell up, Detroit.
Get your ass up, Detroit. Honey, boo-boo, snookum cakes, are you ready for breakfast?
You made me breakfast. Oh, I mean, that is so sweet. You know, he does this every morning. What a man, what a man.
Right.
Baby, what did you make today?
Well, you know, I made a little something. You know, Marty Ma throw down. What the hell is that? You know, I mean, sometimes I cook stuff up so fast, I don't even know what the hell is.
Stars, looks like I'm gonna have to take it with me because I have to go. I have a very important presentation to make.
Of course you do, you big time executive. You kisses, kisses, and smooches and smooches.
So here's the premise for the commercial. Two kids are playing by the lake when all of a sudden a swarm of mosquitoes attack them.
I like that. Go on.
Okay. Then, from out of the sky, our hero, a can of new Jack Bug spray, swoops down on the bugs and says,
"Look here, bugs, back up off the kids, because I ain't having it." And then he takes a gat, he pulls out the gat and starts to blast. And then, like, all the bugs fall on their backs, right, and their tentacles are going every which way. And then they start gnawing and gnawing. Like,
do I get it? I love it. Gina, it is such a refreshing take on killing bugs.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, I'm glad I caught you. I rushed down here as fast as I could.
Martin, you rushed for what? What's going on?
You forgot your briefcase, baby.
Martin, I forgot this briefcase for a very good reason. I haven't used it in 2 years, honey.
And Gina, today might be the day, baby, when you need it most. And you know I'm such a thoughtful husband. Did y'all get that?
Yeah. Thank you for the briefcase, Martin. Allison, I'm sorry for the interruption.
No apologies at all, Gina. I take it that that handsome man is your husband.
Oh, this is her friend Pam. But I'm her husband, Martin. How you doing?
Allison Jones, my pleasure.
All right.
Allison, get the hell up. Detroit is doing a profile on Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Martin, my husband and I love your talk show. And you know what? You're even better looking in person.
What? Get it? Well, thank you very, very much. Did y'all get that? Okay. All right.
Martin?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, honey, and bringing the briefcase. But don't you have an important meeting to go to? Some shows to do or something?
True that. True that. I ain't trying to keep Spike waiting. You know what I mean?
Hey, Martin. Yeah. Do you think that we could take a few shots of you with some of your celebrity friends, like Spike?
Nah, not Spike. He a little camera shy.
Yeah. Too bad, because we could really use some footage of you with some of your upscale friends.
What about her? She looked upscale as a mug to me.
But I thought you two just met.
Pico, man, I just playing with you, Pico. Yeah. Allison, why don't you and your husband swing by the crib tonight and have dinner with me and my lovely wife, Gina?
Oh, we'd love to, Martin. And, you know, I think that you and Kevin will have a lot to talk about. He's an entertainment attorney, and you're an entertainer.
Well, cool. We'll see you at 6, right, baby?
Right. I think we'll have fun having dinner with a big cable TV star.
Oh, no, go ahead with that. I'm just old down-to-earth brother. Did you get that?
I had no idea you were the one that convinced them.
All I did was put in a call. Next day, Jordan was back with the Bulls, you know. Bam!
God! That was great, Martin. We got enough footage for tonight. Allison, Kevin, it was nice to meet you.
You
hasta mañana, people.
Bye-bye. Be safe, okay?
Thank you, you too.
You know, Kevin, baby, maybe it'll be a good idea if you introduce Martin to some of your clients.
You know, that's not a bad idea. You know, I represent some very heavy hitters.
In fact, a lot of them are going to be coming to our Christmas party this year. Why don't you and Gina come? We're going to be swinging and hanging and...
Oh, I don't know, Allie. I mean, you know, our friends are pretty wild and crazy.
Hey, I was born to be wild. Hey, look, everywhere I go, people say I'm the life of the party up in there.
We would love to come.
Great. Thanks so much for tonight.
Thank you for coming. Oh, I'm so glad you made it.
So we'll see you Saturday?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, baby.
Here you
thank
go.
You.
What is the attire? Dressy, casual? What do we wear?
Oh, it's very casual. In fact, you could come naked if you want to.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, man.
Baby, do you think they know what kind of party this is gonna be?
Oh, you heard Martin. He's wild. They know what time it is.
Yeah, you're right. Four of us are gonna have so much fun in that jacuzzi.
Ooh, baby, we may not even have to turn on the heat. Hey, baby, your friend Allison is kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
The party's probably gonna be on, huh?
Baby, sounds like we are going to be rubbing elbows with some celebrity.
Baby, what we gonna be doing, we gonna be stomping with the big dog. Tom,
hey.
I appreciate you going with me to pick up the champagne for the Christmas party, man.
Martin, this here ain't champagne. It's champipple.
Man, rich folk know the difference. Man, after a couple of bottles, they won't. But just make sure it gets delivered, all right?
All right.
Yo, Boo, you ready?
Hey, baby, I don't think I'm gonna go to this party, honey. My head is pounding. Feel like a mule kicked me in my head.
Gina, I told you about standing behind Pam. What are you feeding her?
Martin, I am serious, honey. I don't think I could go to this party.
Gina, I really ain't trying to go without you, baby.
Maybe I'll come later if I'm feeling any better, but you should go and meet some of Kevin's clients, really.
I guess you're right. Be ashamed to waste all this flatness. You know what I mean?
Well, why don't you just take your assistant, Thomas?
Uh-uh. I done played the assistant once, I quit.
Tommy, what else you got to do, man?
Bro, for your information, I got a date with this new honey from my job.
Now, I got to stop you right there. Okay? Tommy, you of all people don't need to be getting involved with some woman who's unemployed, man.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm so glad you can make it. Well,
thank you very much. Your place is so nice.
Thank you.
Where's Gina?
She couldn't make it. Yeah, she wasn't feeling very well.
Oh.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I was so much looking forward to getting to know Gina better.
And who is this tall, dark, and handsome brother over here?
Hi, how are you? I'm Tommy Strong.
Ooh. Nice shoes, Tommy. What size are they, baby?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, where'd you get them?
These old things? Hell, I don't even remember.
Well, Martin, can I get you a drink?
Maybe later, thank
you. Tom.
No, okay, I will.
Oh, martini.
Oh, Caroni.
Hi, this is Shauna and Charisse.
Shauna, Charisse, nice to meet you.
Ladies, this is Mr. Martin Payne.
Ooh, I always did like a little pain with my pleasure.
You know, Martin has his own talk show.
We know who Martin is.
Oh, so y'all like to watch?
Oh, yeah, especially with the lights on. So, Martin, what's a good-looking man like yourself doing here all by himself?
Wait a minute, ladies. I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea, but oh, Martin, I'm married, yeah.
So are we. Do you come to these kinds of parties often?
Oh, yeah, you know I party all the time. Yeah, every Friday and Saturday night, I get my party on, though.
Then you ought to fit in just fine. Because, honey, everybody here knows how to have a good time.
Look, it's a real nice place you and Kevin have here.
Ooh,
real nice.
Well, Tommy, wait until you see the bedroom.
What?
We've got mistletoe everywhere. Come on, honey, I'll show it to you.
Excuse me. You sure that's gonna be cool with Kevin?
Of course. He's probably back there already himself.
Oh, all right, well, in that case, I guess it's all right then, huh? Excuse me, ladies. I know, but I say, excuse me, ladies.
Excuse me. Where's the bar?
Lady, you don't need another drink. I hope you didn't drive.
No, I took the night train. Get into my Thunderbird and slide on over here to the bar.
Damn, I guess everybody likes to party.
Oh, Martin, are you into leather?
Oh, shoot, yeah. As a matter of fact, I just brought this fly leather jacket last week. It's kind of funky, you know.
You're so funny.
You know, Martin, you should see all the wonderful toys that Kevin and Allison had in their bedroom.
Oh, yeah? I wasn't aware that they had kids.
Hey, everybody, I'm about to hop into the hot tub. Anybody want to join me?
Y'all some freaks? I ain't with this old freaky dicky stuff. I'm out of here. Yo, Tommy, let's get the hell out of here, man.
Get me out of here. What's up,
Tommy? What the hell are you doing, man? Put the women down. Let's get the hell out of here, man.
No. We just got here, man.
No, you can't leave now, Martin. Party's just getting started.
Hey, you gotta loosen up, man. I'm trying to loosen up. I don't play this game, man.
Just embarrassing, honey.
Oh, no,
you're really lucky you didn't get fired over this.
Oh, no, Gina. I broke it down to my boss, you know, and it's cool. check it out. They say I got a whole new audience of freaky people. That's what they say.
You know what? I really hope you never have the need to be with somebody else.
Gina, ain't no woman like the one I got.
And ain't no man like the one I got.
Give it to me.
Oh, in case you haven't seen it, your husband's a freakazoid.
Thank you, Pam. I've seen it.
Well, I'd rather be a freakazoid than a freak of nature.
Whatever, little daddy Kane. Hey, you need me to take you down to the unemployment office? Because you're going to lose your job.
Why don't you just head back to the wilderness?
All right. Hello. Hello, Mama Payne. Yes, we've seen the paper. Yeah, I'll tell her.
So what's up, Gina? What'd Mama say?
She said that if I let another stank get next to you, she's gonna cut me.
Well, at least she warned you, baby. But you know what? Look, check it out, Gina. We just gonna have to start hanging out with our old friends. You know, people that we can trust.
That's
baby.
Right.
Oh, what a beautiful morning now!
Good morning, Tommy. Hey.
Tommy, what the hell are you so happy about, man?
Well, man, I just sold our story to All Up In Your Business Weekly.
Wait a minute. You sold me out for chicken change?
No, Martin, come on, bruh. I wouldn't call $5,000 chicken change. They hooking you up with $5,000? I'm the one who took you to the party, man. Oh, hell no. You gonna break me off a piece of that? $250, baby, right here.
All right, all right.
You
can
get some bills paid. Martin, will you calm down, man? Come on, man, it's me. I'm your boy, okay? You know Big Tom was gonna break Marty Mart off a piece.
All right. Remember, do what you do.
All right.
Okay. Oh, damn! Go back.
Sorry, we dancing.
Excuse me. No. All right, now, Tommy. Oh,
what?
Go back.
Okay.
This is comedy. We got to be loose. You know? All right, let me get out the cool. All right, let me separate. This is Marty Payne. All right, here we go.